Every morning, people of all ages across the United States wake up, plow the fields, plant new crops, and buy livestock. They're not necessarily farmers, but Facebook users playing a hugely popular online game called Farmville. Dean Takahashi writes about gaming, among other things, for the technology news blog VentureBeat. He joins us from Stanford University in Palo Alto, California. Mr. Takahashi, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So how do you play this game exactly?
You just start clicking on your Facebook page. There's a little window that opens up when you start the game, and then you plant, you grow, and you sell stuff, and maybe you buy things as well. And that's it. It's just a very simple game with two-dimensional graphics, you know, funny farm music, and a cornucopia of choices of things you can do.
And Andy, how many people are playing this game?
63.8 million monthly active users. It's the most popular thing you can do on Facebook now.
Mr. Takahashi, any idea why Farmville's so popular?
You know, as a hardcore gamer, I really don't get it. This is a game for the rest of the people out there who don't consider themselves to be gamers. There are lots of women playing it, lots of teenagers, people who are wanting to socialize with their friends, and this is the way they do it.
Something just occurs to me. This is dime store psychology, but the number of people who are actually farming in this country is in decline and has been for some time. I wonder if farming has now become as fanciful as Space Invader games for millions of Americans.
Yeah, it's a fantasy. It's something they wish they could do, but they can no longer do in a big crowded city. People just want to get back to something simpler. It almost reminds me of the organic movement. You know, they're very interested in where their foods come from these days. And in the same way, here, you get to grow your own foods.
Except, of course, you're not. It's just a game.
Right. It's all virtual. But it is real money, though. There's definitely a lot of money being made in these games.
Yeah. How does that happen?
They don't charge for the game. They give it to you for free. And that's how they hook you. And then you find there's things that are frustrating for you, like it may take a whole day for you to accomplish something that you don't want to wait for. And so you can buy something like a tractor, for example, to plow your fields faster. And you pay for these with real money.
Who are you paying when you buy a virtual tractor?
You're paying the company that had to make the game and the companies like Facebook that have to host the game.
So, Mr. Takahashi, how are your crops doing this fall?
I have not paid enough attention to them, so some of them are withering right now.
Dean Takahashi writes about gaming and technology for the blog VentureBeat. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.